Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
We'll be right back. You said you wanted more, and I had a is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 4:22 on Sunday, September the 1st, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, coming to you from 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, and we're talking sports here. I'd love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. The number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Let's go to Major League Baseball yesterday in the American League. Yankees 4 and the A's 3. That game went 11 innings. Blue Jays 6 and the Astros 4. The Rays 9 and Cleveland 6. Tigers 10. The Twins 7. The Royals 7 and the Orioles 5. The Rangers 3 and the Mariners 2. The Angels 10 and the Red Sox 4. Red Sox had a chance to gain some ground here, but they didn't. excuse me. Over in the National League, the Cardinals 10 and the Reds 6. That was the first game of a doubleheader. In the second game, the Cardinals 3 and the Reds 2. Brewers 2 and the Cubs zip. The Mets 6 and the Phillies 3. The Nats 7 and the Marlins zip. The Diamondbacks 6 and the Dodgers 5. Pirates 11 and the Rockies 4, and the Padres 4 and the Giants 1. In an interleague play, it was the Braves 11 and the White Sox 5. In that Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 3 for 3, scored a run with an RBI. He's hitting .288 on the season. Rafael Devers went 0 for 5, scored a run. He's hitting .320 on the season. Xander Bogaerts, 1 for 5. He's hitting .308. J.D. Martinez, 2 for 3. Scored a run, 2 RBIs, and a walk. And he's hitting .317. Jackie Bradley Jr., pinch hit for him, and he got a walk. He's hitting .221. Travis went 0 for 3. He's hitting .246. Marco Hernandez, pinch hit for him. He went 0 for 2. He's hitting .303. Andrew Benintendi went 1 for 3 with an RBI. He's hitting .283. Christian Vasquez went 0 for 3. He's hitting .277. Mitch Moreland, pinch hit for him. He got a walk. He's hitting .246. Brock Holt, 2 for 4. Scored a run. He's hitting .246. I'm sorry. He's hitting .321. And Sandy Leon went 0 for 3, and he's hitting .181. The Red Sox used the bullpen yesterday. Taylor went an inning, gave up a hit, struck out 2, had a 3.07 ERA. Walden pitched an inning, gave up 2 hits, 1 run, it was earned. Struck out 1. He had a 3.41 ERA. Johnson went 4 innings, gave up 3 hits, 2 runs, struck out 3. 6.55 is his ERA. Barnes went an inning, gave up a hit, struck out 1, hit a 4.25 ERA. Brazier went 2/3 of an inning, gave up 5 hits, 6 runs, struck out 1. 5.06 is his ERA. He took the loss. He's 2-4 on the season. And Smith pitched the final 1/3 of an inning, gave up a hit and a run, struck out 1, and he has a 5.88 ERA. And so the Red Sox, I believe, are still 5.5 games out of the second wild card. But I guess that's what happens when you lose key pitchers like Chris Sale and David Price. And also, I guess you could say, Stephen Wright as well. But anyway, they're hanging in there. They're hitting. And so, therefore, who knows? Maybe the hitting will take them through. Okay, big time in major sports as we go to college football. These games were played different days last week. Florida 24, Miami 20, Clemson 52, Georgia Tech 14, Texas A&M 41, Texas State 7, Utah 30, Brigham BYU 12, UCF 62, Florida A&M zip, Michigan State 28, Tulsa 7, Wisconsin 49, South Florida zip, Alabama 42, Duke 3, Georgia 30, Vanderbilt 6, Ohio State 45, Florida Atlanta 21. Upset, number 16, Auburn, defeated number 11, Oregon, 27-21. Washington 47, East Washington 14. Penn State 79, Idaho 7. Iowa State 38, Miami of Ohio 14. This game went three overtimes. Iowa State 29, Northern Iowa 26. Syracuse 24, Liberty zip. Washington 58, New Mexico State 7. Stanford 17, Northwestern 7. And Nebraska 35, South Alabama 21. 429 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, September the 1st, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. talking sports. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. We'll be right back.
In Africa, 5-year-old Charu has no choice. She and millions like her must walk miles every day for dirty water. But together, we can end their walk by providing clean water close by. Instead of spending hours walking to get water that makes them sick, girls can be in a classroom that expands their minds, and moms will gain back time to care for their families. Sons and daughters can grow up strong, finally free of sicknesses caused by dirty water. At World Vision, care about clean water runs deep. Deep enough to reach one new person with clean water every 10 seconds. Because every child, every person, everywhere deserves clean water and the chance to rise to their full potential. It's true. When you just add water, you change a life. Learn more at worldvision.org.
And that message is brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:36 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. I'd love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, just give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Let's go to the U.S. Open men's singles yesterday. Andrei Rublev defeated Nick Kyrgios. That was an upset. Kyrgios was ranked number 28. Rublev was unranked. But he pulled it off, 7-6, 7-6, 6-3. Rafael Nadal defeated Hyung Chung, 6-3, 6-4, 6-2. Marin Cilic, ranked number 22, defeated John Isner. Upset John Isner, ranked number 14, 7-5, 6-3, 6-7, 6-4. Diego Schwartzman defeated Tennis Sandgren. No, that's a Tennis, T-E-N-N-Y-S, Sandgren. Schwartzman was ranked number 29. Sandgren was unranked. Defeated him 6-4, 6-1, 6-3. Well, I guess his family intended him to be a tennis player. So they gave him a name. Tennis. T-E-N. Oops. T-E-N-N-Y-S. Okay. Where else? Taylor Townsend defeated Sarana Cirstea, 7-5, 6-2. Oh, that's women's. Bianca Andreescu defeated Caroline Wozniacki, 6-4, 6-4. Donna Vicic defeated Yulia Putintseva, 6-4, 6-1. And the big one, Naomi Osaka defeated Corey Coco Gauff, 6-3, 6-0. Also, more men's tennis. Pablo Andujar defeated Alex Bublik, 6-4, 6-3, 6-2. Alex Zverev defeated Aljaz Bedin, 6-7, 7-6, 6-3, 7-6. Mario Berrettini defeated Alexei Popperin, 6-4, 6-4, 6-7, 7-6. Karl Monfils defeated Denis Shapovalov, 6-7, 7-6, 6-4, 7-6, 6-3. Wow, that was a marathon one. Back to the ladies, Elise Mertens and defeated Andrea Petkovic, 6-3, 6-3. Christy Ahn defeated Helena Ostapenko, 6-3, 7-5. And Julia Gorges, ranked number 26, upset Kiki Bertens, ranked number 7, 6-2, 6-3. And that's it yesterday in the world of the U.S. Open tennis. 4:40 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, September the 1st, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be right back. .41 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the FM dial, Tufts Free Farm Radio, and this is the Sunday, September the 1st, 2019 edition of Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. The number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I anticipated since cut down day was yesterday at 4:45 in the NFL. I expected to have some information, but my source had nothing new, nothing that I didn't know about already. And so therefore, and since I was involved with some family things yesterday, two of the grandchildren dropped in to see us. I didn't get a chance to check on the television and the newspapers and magazines and everything else regarding who got cut, who got kept, and so therefore I have no idea. My source that I went to this morning had nothing new. So let me I did do my picks for the first week of the NFL, but I'm going to hold on to them until they start to count. Anyway, I think the Patriots are going to have a very good year. The defense, defensive linebacker, defensive backs look terrific. I guess the question was, how good is the offense going to be? They didn't do much running offensively during the playoffs. That is obviously a strength. They had smash mouth running last year, and they added a running back to the mix. And so therefore, I anticipate to make up for the loss of a Gronkowski, they're going to do a lot of running up the middle and off tackle and even to the outside. And with Flash Gordon and the way Demaryius Thomas, Demaryius Thomas, formerly of the Denver Broncos, and who was he with last year? Texas, I believe, maybe. The offense is not looking that badly, poorly either. I guess the big question is Andrews, the starting center, who was lost probably for the year. I don't know if it's his career, but with blood clots on the lung, that's not something you fool around with. So anyway, don't look for him to be in the mix as far as this season is concerned. What happens in the future, I don't know. And will Karras be able to fill in adequately? I know they added some linemen. They weren't particularly centers, I don't believe. Made a trade with Buffalo and can't remember all the others. But anyway, like I said, I thought I would have updated information, and I apologize for that. I may have to get a new source of information. If they're going to leave me high and dry on a big day like this. Well, you know, it was 4:45 yesterday afternoon. I didn't look at it until, 3:30 this morning. They should have had some updated stuff as far as I can see. Hey, what am I paying them all these big bucks for? Anyway, we're going to see what takes place when we get home today as we check out the newspapers and everything else and television and see what's taking place. The question, I guess another question, are they going to go with the three quarterbacks? Stidham looked awfully good for a rookie, you know. And here again, they didn't use, it was almost pass every play he was in there. They didn't use the offsetting ability of a run to make his passing even more effective. So, obviously, you're not going to do that during the regular season. So, he could be even more effective. And then the question is, do you need a Brian Hoyer? Will he be cut sometime during the course of the season? Or are you just going to say, hey, because of Brady's age, we want somebody who knows the system? And, anyway, that's a pleasant problem to have. Kansas City, I guess, is going to be a contender based upon what they did last year. I don't think they made any major changes that I could say. Losses that, you know, no one was cut because of salary questions or whatever. And they're only going to get better. How much better? Only time will tell. Then there are the Rams, LA Rams, who got to the Super Bowl and got outcoached, outplayed, and everything else by the Patriots last year. Showing that their defense, and they lost Ndamukong Suh from their defense. So, I don't know who's replacing him or how effective whoever replacing him is going to be. How much more effective. he wasn't really that much of a factor in the Super Bowl. Then the Eagles, they've got their number one quarterback back. Is he their number one quarterback? I don't know. Well, they traded the guy who got them the Super Bowl ring, Foles. So, how good are they going to be, you know, without Foles in the fold? I don't know. I can't tell. I haven't seen enough of them. But anyway, I look for this, for the Patriots to have an excellent start to the season. Oh, and I understand that Texas rather than Page Jadovian Clowney, they traded him to the Seattle Seahawks. He has one more year on his contract. Dallas is still playing games with their running back. I don't think they've signed their quarterback either. So it'd be interesting to see where they're going to go. How long that game is going to be played out. But anyway, Patriots look like they're pretty set, like I said. The linebacking core, the defensive backs, wide receivers now with Gordon and Demaryius Thomas added to Edelman. They may someone said, just go with one tight end at the beginning of the season until the others who are, they have one guy who's only out for one game, and then there's another one who's out for five games. So they may only go with one tight end, and we'll see how that works out. But with Gordon back, and if he can stay on the field without any of the off-field issues, and that's a big but. And I haven't really seen N'Keal Harry, their number one pick. I'm assuming he's going to make the ball club, even though he was kind of gimpy after the first preseason game. No, I think pretty gimpy after the first workout with, who was that, Tennessee? Detroit. So, anyway, we're going to wait and see. I can't tell you, since I don't know. And even if I did know, I probably still couldn't tell you. But we make educated guesses around here, so we'll just go on and see what happens from this point on. It's 4:51 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on the Sunday, September the 1st. Can you believe it? Where did summer go? Sunday, September the 1st, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. To do that, you give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
It's more than you can do.
The WMFO iPhone application is now available for free from the Apple iTunes App Store. Yes, now you can enjoy WMFO's unique freeform mix of music, commentary, and educational programming from anywhere in the world. You've got an iPhone or iPod Touch and access to the internet. With WMFO's free iPhone app, you also get instant access to the Spinatron playlist and the station's website, while talking to the current DJ is just a few finger taps away. Plus, even more features are on the way. WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the FM, and WMFO.org on the web. Go ahead, upgrade your freeform.
Okay, it's 4:59 here on WMFO in Medford. Time to put the wraps on this Sunday, September 1st, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, at 4 a.m. Got to get my act together and get in here on time. Or they're going to tear up my car track. So until next Sunday, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day. Enjoy this Labor Day holiday. Drive carefully. Hopefully you avoid all of the storms from Hurricane Dorian. And we'll see you next Sunday here at 4 a.m. talking sports on another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sport. Now stay tuned. Sounds of Praise is coming your way. More new music, top hits of the year 2019, and more of my all-time favorite.